This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. If you're in the workplace or a student or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Again, thank you for joining us. This is one of my favorite times of the weekend, and I hope you're having an awesome weekend. Today's victory verses, we have two. The first one comes from the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And I've had to rely on these verses quite a bit. In the last several years, it goes like this. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Wisdom. The second verse is from the Old Testament, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to skip down to verse 18. Goes like this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Again, that's from Psalm 34. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so if you want to hear them, just go into your iTunes podcast program and search for Everyday Faith, and you can see and listen to all of our podcasts. You can also visit our website, which is mark5ministries.com as well. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Virginia Waterfowling Workshop will be at Holiday Lake 4-H Center in Appomattox September 25th through 27th. They offer three different four-hour-long classes that include waterfowl calling, decoy placement, and more. Jefferson Area Board for Aging is recruiting volunteers in their insurance counseling program, especially for Medicare Part D prescription plan and the Affordable Care Act open enrollment. JABA also needs help in data entry and answering phones. The Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary have begun preparations for this year's street festival on October 3rd. The festival will be on the Fireman's Fairgrounds behind the firehouse on Baker Street in Gordonsville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my good friend Zip Maupin. Zip is a local businessman, and Zip, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for having me. It's a pleasure, as always, to get a chance to fellowship with you.
Well, what we like to do on the first part of this program is talk about your faith journey. And so would you mind just kind of taking us on how you came to be a man of faith and how you came to know the Lord?
Well, I'll try and hope your listeners will realize that this is the first radio broadcast that I've ever done. So we'll have at it. I guess I've lived here all my life in Albemarle County, I went to church services. My grandparents would take us. My father really didn't have much interest in that sort of thing, and my father and mother divorced when we were, I guess I was about five, long enough to have myself and a younger brother and a younger sister. My father's parents took us to a worship service and kind of drug us, you know, kicking and screaming as children. And I think a lot of people, a lot of kids experience that sort of thing. So what did I do when I got married and had kids? Well, I drug them the same way that. for a long time, I didn't attend a worship service. So it was kind of intermittent. Occasionally would take my grandmother. God was doing his work in my life in his time, and I certainly spent my time in the wilderness, but, came back and, attended a worship service and was very involved in this particular service, and my wife as well. And fortunately, God's blessed me with a wonderful wife and children, as he has with you. And even though I was, working in the church and giving of my time and effort, I didn't see any really big changes at that time. But later, as time went on, I guess it was January of 2011 is when I made a first kind of public profession by going forward at an altar call and at a large worship service. And this was after, doing some more studying and because for years, I'd attend a service, listen to the sermon, go home, and that was pretty much it other than, doing some things, for the church. But I didn't read the Bible that much. And when you start reading the Word of God, he'll impart some wisdom to you. Mm-hmm. And so at this, when I went forward at this altar call in front of a lot of people, I knew a burden was lifted. And I knew that God had done a work there. And I continued over years, studying and listening to the Word, and faith comes by hearing, and mm-hmm. hearing by the Word of God. And 15 months later, in March of 2012, God did another work that I knew only He could do. I got a peace of mind that I just hadn't had, and even while attending church services for years, the peace that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. That the Bible talks about in Philippians 4:7, and in addition to that, everybody's got issues that they're dealing with, and God just delivered me from the issue, one of the issues that that I was having. So I knew that that God had done a work, and I had salvation. I think prior, you could ask probably many people that attend worship services, do you think you're all right with God? And I think most of them would say, well, yeah, I think so, or I'm pretty sure.
Or I hope so.
Yeah, you hope so. That's right. But I knew for sure.
But
in March of
sure.
2012, yeah, yes. I knew for sure. Mm-hmm. And because of God's mercy and grace and goodness to me, and continued to enjoy, reading his word. And, after he does a work, it becomes more interesting. Whereas, I guess prior to these things, it was kind of dry. That's probably why I didn't spend as much time reading it. But now, much more interesting, and I get a lot more out of it. So,
let me ask you: after your profession of faith, in the next few months or years that followed, could you tell a tangible difference between the before and after, the zip mopping before versus the zip mopping after? And can you kind of describe, if so, what did that look like?
Certainly, the zip mopping in prior years or prior to marriage certainly might have tended to try to walk in his earthly father's footsteps. wasn't necessarily what I guess God would want for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But to have your heart changed and desire for that sort of thing taken away, it wasn't something that that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that it was something that God did, and that he continues to show me through his word, what he wants me to have, and, any revelation that he has, for me, and I'm thankful for that.
So many times on this show, when we talk with folks, prior to getting to know the Lord, it's as if they build a monument or almost an idol to something else. Can be the career, can be kind of their own pride. It can be, sometimes you and I have seen this because you have very athletic children, and oftentimes our children can be our idols, believe it or not. We get our kind of sense of worth through how well our kids are doing, and there's a trap there. I've come awfully close to the edge of that, but I realized, that's a dead end road. But I'm just wondering, could you kind of see yourself as sort of worshiping in the wrong place, and then something kind of got in the way of your view of God? And was there anything in particular for you that you can quantify? Was it career, marriage, anything like that that clouded your view of God?
Well, I think for me, for a lot of people, it's
mm-hmm.
I guess it's that selfishness in that respect. But certainly, I enjoy watching my kids, and we're blessed to have the kids that we have. And talking about athletes, it makes me think about your boys, and they're
mm-hmm.
off to college now.
Yes.
And playing lacrosse and on scholarships there. And but what a blessing for them to be there, and for my son to have a year together with yours
mm-hmm.
there at Covenant, and
mm-hmm.
To look up to them and to have the good role models that they have been for him and other kids. I can't think, I guess, of what
let's talk about
might have been holding me back.
We're going to take a break in just a second. We're talking with Zip Maupin, a local area businessman. Before we take the break, you brought up the Covenant School where our kids go, and let's just talk about your perspective on your children kind of growing up with a Christian education. We only have about a minute before the break, but what kind of impact has that had on your family?
Well, it's a good place, I think, for any kids. It's a safe place, we feel, and they're getting to learn some about God there, and you know, they have enjoyed it, and you know, we've enjoyed the experience there. So anyone that's thinking about it, hey, it's a good place to be. So we're blessed.
My kids have really enjoyed the Bible classes there, in particular, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but John Colmes and Brian Verbrugge. In fact, both my sons, who are, as you mentioned, in college, their first year at college, they've both been on the phone with their former high school teachers, who what it's evolved to is now they're really kind of their mentors. And what I cherish, and I told them I'm a little envious, is because I really didn't have that as I went off to college. Somebody outside of your family that you could turn to when you had questions and you're trying to figure out the transition. They're both at this transition point, particularly Drew up in my son Drew, who's up in Philadelphia at St. Joe's, and he's trying to figure it out, Division I lacrosse. And he's called both of those men, and they've both really been, you know, spot on of, you know, God's got a purpose, and God's going to kind of work through, you know, he's got a plan for you. And, you know, you're going up to Philadelphia to, well, you know, they keep talking about that C.S. Lewis quote is, he said, enemy occupied territory is where we are. And oftentimes, you know, Brian Verbrugge in particular will say that to Drew is, you know, you're going up there really to do work for the kingdom. And you're going up to play lacrosse and get a good education, but you're also going to have an impact on that school. And so I'm so grateful personally to the Covenant School. And anyway, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Zip Maupin, local area businessman. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Everyday Faith in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Virginia Waterfowling Workshop will be at Holiday Lake 4-H Center in Appomattox September 25th through 27th. They offer three different four-hour-long classes that include waterfowl calling, decoy placement, and more. Jefferson Area Board for Aging is recruiting volunteers in their insurance counseling program, especially for Medicare Part D prescription plan and the Affordable Care Act open enrollment. JABA also needs help in data entry and answering phones. The Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary have begun preparations for this year's street festival on October 3rd. The festival will be on the Firemen's Fairgrounds behind the firehouse on Baker Street in Gordonsville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Zip Maupin, my friend, is with us. Zip is a local area businessman, and Zip, you are one who also loves God's word. I am wondering, what has God put on your heart this week or in the recent days? What in his word is kind of jumping off the page to you?
Well, I'll start out with what came to me this morning, and that was partly Matthew 10:32-33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever denies me, then I'll deny before my Father. So personally, I'm here to confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
and that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. And in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So I believe this is true, and along with the rest of God's word. So in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation.
Let me ask about that first verse. can you read that first verse again in Matthew? Because that was a verse that my two sons and I were watching the movie God's Not Dead, and that was a key verse from that movie. And the reason I want to bring that verse back up is when the opportunity to do this show about faith came to me, I struggled with it, and I've shared that with our listeners before. I was like, what am I supposed to be doing this program for? You know, how am I qualified to do this program? And it was really my son Jay who brought that verse to my attention as he saw me wrestle. Read that again for us. Matthew 10.
32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever denies me before men, then I will deny also before my Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, I personally, I thought, you know, well, I've certainly made a kind of a physical profession and, you know, walking forward one time, you know, back in January 2011. But this certainly is a much more, you know, it's spoken. It's a public forum and not just walking forward, but, you know, speaking what I believe.
And well, I love that verse, and I cherish the verses that you brought to us. Did you also want to go into Galatians for a few minutes?
Yes, that's where I've been for the last few days or even a couple of weeks. It's Galatians chapter 3, and this is Paul speaking, and he's talking to the churches in Galatia, which is modern-day Turkey, and settled by the Gauls back in the 3rd century B.C. And the Gauls are kind of associated with France, and that's kind of where the Maupins came from. They were French Huguenots and French Protestants that came to America in 1701. So Galatians chapter 3, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, you are now made perfect in the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the unbelievers through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then they which are be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
What's it all mean, Zip? What's it all mean to you when you're rooting around in Galatians, the importance of faith as opposed to, you know, as men, we often want to add to it that it takes more than just faith, but it's really, it comes down to the work of God and His grace.
Well, you're right, and of course I want to say that the curse is not the law. The curse is the penalty leveled for not keeping the law. You know, the law is given by God. It was perfect. It was holy. But the curse is that, well, no one can do it.
Right.
You know, you can try to keep the Ten Commandments You know, there's no one that's been able to do it except Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he came to fulfill the law and live perfectly in a sinless life and perfectly fulfilled the obligations of the law. But there, you know, of course, there were the Ten Commandments, and that was fleshed out to 613 commandments.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just to, you know, it was no one was ever saved by the law. You know, it mentions that here in one of the verses we just read, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of the God is evident. But it was to bring us to realization that, you know, we can't do these things ourselves,
mm-hmm.
that we do need a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Old Testament speaks about that all the way through it. And Jesus was that Savior, and he came and fulfilled the law, and all you have to do is believe, and that's the key, you know, is believing. You don't have to do works in addition to believing. So many people are caught up and bound up in that, you know, they feel like they have to do all these certain things. They have to attend a worship service every Sunday and give of their resources, which they should, but thinking that that might, you know, make them right with God, that won't work. You know, belief is all it takes. You know, John 3:16, you see it up in all the games, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, you know, should not perish but will have everlasting life. And that's, you know, it's just believes, not believes plus doing something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a challenge certainly to many, because almost all the other worldviews and religions out there, it all comes down to your good deeds have to outweigh your bad deeds. And so there's, I think, this inward bent for man to want to follow rules and to do to attain salvation. And then when you get into Christianity and studying and becoming a believer, you realize it's just the opposite, that you're not doing, it's nothing of yourself, it's what's already been done and what you receive in Christ. Let me ask you, in the we're talking with Zip Maupin, local area businessman. Zip, if any of our listeners, maybe they're struggling with faith and trying to understand it all, what would you tell any of our listeners who are listening about how to get a faith, how to move forward, get to know God a little bit? What advice would you have for any of our listeners?
Well, you can do like I did. I did my own research, you know, on the topic. If I was struggling with a particular thing, like, let's say, evolution,
mm-hmm.
Let's look at that, you know, from a biblical and scientific standpoint, you know, and or baptism, you know, what about that? Because I ended up getting baptized in the Mormon's River, and where I used to swim as a child. I couldn't find a record of that, of my own baptism in the church, even though my aunt, who'd been going there all of her life, and her said that, you know, that my grandmother certainly wouldn't let me walk this earth if I hadn't been baptized,
mm-hmm.
but no one could seem to remember it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so study to show yourselves approved unto God, and you can do that, and ask God, you know, ask God to intervene and to shed some light. You know, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. So you can, certainly there are a lot of good places to hear good sermons in Charlottesville. That would be another way.
Zip Maupin, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on. You're a great man of faith. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Sunday.